BlueSnapPayments.com, and I'm here today with Ralph Danglemeyer, who is the CEO of BlueSnap. Hi, Ralph. Welcome. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks for having me.
So I thought this would be a great opportunity to get acquainted with BlueSnap and what you guys are all about. So in your words, Ralph, what is BlueSnap all about?
You know, what BlueSnap is all about is helping merchants sell globally by accepting payments in most countries, in most languages, and on any device.
Well, that's short and sweet, and it sounds like what you enable is the elusive payment conversion in what is a complicated shopping environment. Is that a fair characterization?
Yeah, that's a real fair characterization. Today, it's very, very complicated for merchants to sell globally, and what we allow them to do is board very easily to our system, allow them to sell into multiple countries, multiple languages, and we allow them to integrate on the terms that they find best. And by doing that, we have a tool that we've developed called Intelligent Payment Routing, which allows us to then aggregate their transactions and disperse them to the correct acquirers based on their location.
So it sounds like Intelligent Payment Routing is sort of the brains and the engine that makes this conversion possible. What makes it particularly intelligent?
So what makes it intelligent is we built a business intelligence tool using our data that looks at the most optimal way payment types and payment currencies actually best clear in multiple countries. And so we look at this data on a daily and weekly basis, and we decide based on the merchant, based on the product, and based on the currency they're selling, where to send the transactions, obviously always following the rules of the card schemes.
So Ralph, a lot of people talk about cross-border commerce and their capabilities in enabling that to happen efficiently and improving payment conversion. So what specifically is the unique secret sauce? I know that you talked about intelligent payment routing, but it all, when you're talking about this, it all sort of sounds the same. Give us a really interesting differentiation that you guys have that makes you very unique in this space.
Okay. Maybe an example might help clarify. So let's say that we have a merchant that's in Europe, and we have customers coming in from England. They have shoppers buying from England, France, and Germany. We will look at those shoppers, and we will look at the shoppers, and we'll look at the way that they're paying, whether it's in euros or whether it's in sterling. And we will recommend back to the merchant that, hey, believe it or not, when shoppers buy from you in Germany, it's better to have those shoppers pay in the sterling rather than the euro, because you're converting these payments 10% higher than when they're paying in the euro. We will do that across the board with all the countries and all the currencies for our merchants. And what we consistently hear back from our merchants is this data is really interesting. We've never seen this before from any acquirer that we've worked with.
So how many countries, how many payment types again? Remind us.
Sure. So we're looking across 60 different countries, and we're looking at 110 different payment types.
So that's obviously a broad swath of the world. It would seem to me that one of the other considerations that merchants have is protecting against fraud. So in addition to being intelligent and increasing conversion by doing the things that you just described, how does BlueSnap help on the fraud front?
So on fraud, we're looking at multiple things. We're looking at combating fraud from cybersecurity point of view, so making sure that someone's not hacked into someone's account. So we have a lot of protection there. We look at fraud many ways from the merchant and from the shoppers, and there's doing all kinds of ID and velocity checks and lots of different verification parameters to look at the transactions that are being submitted. And obviously, I think people understand the encryption and the tokenization that happens on the transaction with the shopper making the purchase from the merchant.
So, Ralph, give us a little preview about some of the things that we're likely to see from BlueSnap in the coming weeks and months. You've described, obviously a real robust capability around payment routing and how fraud kind of layers into that. Other things we should be paying attention to?
Yeah, Karen, we just released something that we think is kind of unique. It's called our Buy Now checkout templates. So what we've done is we've allowed the merchant to come in and integrate, we call on their terms. They can integrate through APIs by building their own pages, and a lot of other providers serve those up to merchants today. What we've done, though, is we've said, hey, we think it's a lot of work to build multiple payment types, multiple languages, multiple currencies, and make sure it's optimized on multiple devices. So we actually give those templates out to the merchant that they can simply download and use on their site, so they can be up and running in all these countries really with no development. And we think that's a big advantage right now to merchants who want to sell globally. We think the API is always a good option, but that means that you got to do a lot of development to make sure you build out these checkout templates for all of the payment types and all the countries you want to sell in. The other thing that we're doing a lot of work on is with regards to making sure that we're improving our adding more payment types. So as you know, there's new payment types evolving every day all over the world. So we're constantly adding new payment types to our product. And also we're adding a lot of marketing tools to our for our merchants. We're able to do more coupon management, a little bit better subscription development, and allow them things like A/B testing out of the box. So those are some of the things that we're working on over the next few months here at BlueSnap.
Well, that sounds really, really great, Ralph. I look forward to having our next discussion and maybe drilling a little deeper into some of the things that you described, and to get a little bit more color around some of the merchant case studies that will help put a lot of this into context. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Karen. Have a good day.